May 25th, 2015. Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. Today your country memorializes the many who died in defense of freedom. This is commendable. However, who remembers the multitude of innocent lives lost in the womb through the sin of abortion? They too died for freedom, the freedom to be born. This is not a conservative viewpoint, but the truth. It is an error to divide opinions into the categories of conservative or liberal. There is only truth and untruth. There is no in-between, no gray area of controversy. In the case of abortion, it is a sin. Abortion is the bad fruit of the abuse of authority and the compromise of truth. So, while you as a nation commemorate the fallen heroes on the battlefield, I invite you to think of the difference many of those lives taken in the womb would have made nationwide. These are fallen heroes as well. They could have strengthened your now debilitated country and held her to the path of truth. They could have contributed to science, politics, church leadership, and more. You will never know the difference in this life. Supporting error leads to more error. Weakness builds upon weakness. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, 13 through 14. The synopsis, encouragement to all leaders to take the model of sound teaching by Jesus Christ, the teaching of holy and divine love, and guard this rich deposit of faith with the help of the Holy Spirit. Follow the pattern of the sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. Guard the truth that has been entrusted to you by the Holy Spirit who dwells within us. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.